This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, this is going to be a fun segment on a Friday. Did he swear at you when he was on the phone?
No, he just said he hates me, and then he said he's going to have his words with you soon here, too.
Wonderful. Andrew Weiner, former sports Brewers writer, will join us here momentarily. Hey, if you're looking for your next sandwich love, check out Wendy's new Cajun Crunch Chicken Sandwich. Let me say this. This sandwich really has me feeling the heat. It's packed with bold Cajun flavors that add the perfect little kick of flavor. Plus, it's topped with crispy onions that give it a satisfying crunch in every single bite. And did I mention this is all on top of Wendy's iconic spicy chicken sandwich? So if you love that, you have to get your hands on this Cajun Crunch Chicken Sandwich before it's gone. For that little extra kick, it's got to be Wendy's.
What's the latest on the crew?
Deep in the air, left field, way back there. And that is out of here.
Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
I have the picture up on my phone. And I'm just looking at it, shaking my head. It's not good. Joining us now is Andrew Wagner, as you heard. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. We broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Andrew Wagner, last night while I was in the drive-thru at Wendy's, you were telling me about you were in concussion protocol over a softball game. Could you elaborate for those that didn't hear the story, please?
I suffered a head injury. I think that pretty much sums up the situation.
No.
I was trying to compete, Sparky.
No. You have to describe how you suffered the head injury.
I was trying to run it out, and I fell down, and I hit my head on the dirt.
But you were trying. See, he's not being very descriptive. How you told me the story was that you were going to try.
We're gonna leave it.
You were going to try to bowl over and crush this poor catcher. That's what you were going to try to do.
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
Don't act like you're walking down the sidewalk. I just fell over. You were trying to take somebody out, man.
I'm just trying to compete, man. Win tonight.
And then...
Undaunted.
Undaunted. Yes, undaunted. You should have said this picture to Murphy.
Undaunted by my team's inability to succeed on the softball diamond.
Now you're calling out your poor team, man. Be nice. So wait a second here. I don't understand. So you're running down the third base.
Can we talk about the Brewers?
No. This is much better than the Brewers. So you're running down the third baseline. The catcher has the ball. How long did the catcher have the ball prior to you about crushing him?
I don't even know. I was just paying attention on, you know, what was in front of me, Sparky. I was just trying to help my team.
So how did you end up with your head in the dirt and bleeding?
I went flying.
Dude, you're not my size. I don't understand how somebody your size goes flying. Like, did the catcher trip you?
I am not fleet-footed, nor am I agile. I honestly have no recollection of this play because I dinged my head so hard, I thought that I was gainfully employed for a second.
You had blood running down your face. But...
Yeah. It's another day in the life of Wagner.
But wait, I got to tell the other part of the story, Charlie. So then,
no, you don't.
So, yes,
can
I do.
Can we just let it be? Okay. Yes, I have a broken finger. Okay.
No, that's not what I was going to say. So then somebody, because Wags is out of it, like has no idea what's going on, whatever, doesn't remember anything. So somebody decided they were going to help him out and give him a ride home. But they gave him a ride back to the place where he no longer lived because, remember, he was moving. So his old neighbor comes out and finds him bleeding from the head. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Glad we got to share this time.
Oh, I know you love me, and I love you too. But I'm sorry. Hey, man, when I got in my car accident years ago, I got sideswiped by a semi truck, spun around on 94 across three lanes of traffic, drilled by a semi going 75 down the highway, and Rami Makhlouf was on the radio after he found out about it, playing sound effects and laughing his butt off after he knew I wasn't dead. That. I didn't do that to you. We didn't play sound effects or nothing. Nothing.
All right.
Yeah, just saying.
Hey, so what's going on with the crew, says the intro girl.
Vinny Capra is looking for a softball spot. Do you have one available? Maybe he can play for you.
I mean, he's hitting about as well as my team.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Probably fit right in.
Designated for assignment today, Vinny Capra. Andrew Monasterio comes up. I mean, he's hitting like 255, 256. That's better than a lot of this lineup is hitting right now. How much do you think they play Monasterio upon getting back up here to play for the Brewers?
I mean, I don't see it being too much more than you saw Capra. I mean, he's going to get more opportunities just to see if he can contribute. I mean, that side of the infield is pretty much set. He gives you some versatility and some options and some depth at a couple of spots, so that helps. But, I mean, you're going to see your same basic trio of Durbin at third, Ortiz at short, and then Terang at second with Monasterio mixing in to spell those guys.
When we talk about this team, we were speculating with a pitching spot open that maybe Logan Henderson was going to get his time back up here to get another shot at a start. Instead, they go with the reliever, Brian Hudson, who the last time we saw him wasn't exactly doing great.
Yeah, I mean, that probably might just be a procedural move, just so you're not shorthanded. You give yourself an extra pitcher for the time being until you need that spot. I'm waiting for the boys down in Tampa to come out with an update on what the starting rotation is going to look like. Who knows? They could make another move tomorrow. It all kind of depends on what they decide to do with Woodruff. You know, if they leave Peralta with that extra day of rest and have him go Sunday, you know, that kind of leaves that open spot there Saturday. So I'm looking right now and I'm not seeing anything in terms of breaking news about how the rotation is going to line up this weekend. So it is a bit of a question mark, but I'm guessing, I mean, they could always make another move. You know, they could always use Hudson and send him back down or, you know, move Freddie back. It's all kind of a flux right now.
Jose Quintana gets the start tonight in Tampa Bay against the Rays. Not so good his last time out. Any cause for concern as of now?
Not really. I mean, you saw what he did the first couple of times out.
Yep.
He had a bad outing. I wouldn't be too concerned. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing. He's been down this road. And I'm just looking at the problems right now. So you have Quintana tomorrow, Fires on Saturday, Sunday and Monday are your TBAs. So likely you're going to get Freddie Peralta on Sunday. And then that kind of shapes up for, you know, given Woodruff his go on Monday, if they decide to just skip that last outing at AAA, or last outing in the minor leagues, and just bring him back up.
So, I'd rather pitch him on Tuesday for Priester and let Patrick pitch Monday, if you're giving me a chance. Yeah. At least at this point.
Well, if you're giving Freddie an extra, you're pretty much giving everybody else an extra.
Right.
Too, so.
Yep. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you, Charlie Usen here on The Fan. All right. So let's talk about what this means kind of going forward here, because now there's a stretch where it's four American League teams in a row. I don't believe I've ever seen a Brewers schedule since they were in the AL where they play these many AL teams in a row. I mean, you're at Tampa for three, at Cleveland for three, then home next Friday the 16th against the Twins for three, and then the Orioles come to town for three before you head out onto the road for the Pirates for four, and then you're back home against Boston. Like, this is insanity with all these AL teams on their schedule at the same time.
Yeah, and they've already had a lot of interleague to start the season out. I mean, they were at the Yankees, then they played the Royals, they've had the A's, they've had the White Sox. I mean, they have pretty much feasted or faced nothing but American League squads right now. It's kind of uncanny. I need to look at some other teams and see if their schedule is as heavy on interleague as the Brewers have been this year. I mean, I know they've done some changes to the schedule formula and format.
Because you face every team in baseball once for one series. Yeah. That's the deal.
And they changed it up now, so you know you're not playing that four game two split against your quote unquote designated rival.
Right.
You're playing Minnesota six times now instead of four, so that kind of changed a little bit too. But yeah, this is really strange. I haven't seen anything like this before.
It'll be interesting to see how the Brewers do, because again, these aren't necessarily unscouted looks, but you're not as familiar with these rosters, clearly. You're not as familiar with the pitchers on these rosters for the most part. So we'll see how the Brewers come out of this on the other side. Tonight, 5 o'clock, it's a leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. You will hear Andrew Wagner some more, this time with Tommy Wirtz at the helm from 5 to 6. Again, 1 hour before every single Brewers game all season long. And again, every Brewers game, Tommy Wirtz is here for you. You know, talking about lineups, going inside the clubhouse, hearing from the skipper, eyeing up the enemy, and talking about what's going on down in the minors, all of that, each and every leadoff show. Mr. Wagner, thanks so much. How long are you on concussion protocol for exactly?
I'll be back next week.
So you're going to play next week?
Yeah.
Did anybody on your team send you any flowers or gift cards and hope you feel better?
I mean, you heard the way I described him. Would you be sending me flowers?
I'm surprised somebody gave you a ride to your old house. I'll be honest. I would have gave you a ride to the correct house because I know apparently more about you than they do. That's a little scary, too. Mr. Wagner.
Well, I couldn't remember where that was, so, you know.
It was that bad. Oh, my God. That's not good. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Pray for him. Hopefully his head will feel better. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.